I would like to read perhaps two more poems. We've been going on for about an hour. Let me share with you the poem. That some people have liked, and there's something about it that delights me. My wife Annie is going to go out of her mind when she hears me say this again, but I still have to admit that it delights me, because British critics don't understand, and it makes them angry. And they won't be told, and they can't understand. All it is a description. The poem is called A Blessing. It's a description. And if you try to describe something simply and clearly enough, then naturally you're going to bring your own feelings into it. A Blessing. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossoms.